Ronald calls from the South African Bureau of Shopping Centre Safety, and we need to enforce a few new laws over the festive season in shops because it gets dangerous and busy. Take a listen.
Who is Rory phone tapping today? Today on East Coast Drive. East Coast Drive.
Checkers Ronald Benoskere.
Hi, is that Magnolia?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Magnolia. This is Ronald. Now, the festive season is coming up, so we need to start taking safety in shopping centres and shops more seriously, okay?
Yes.
So, because a lot of people have been writing letters of complaint to us saying that, firstly, when they go shopping, their ankles are getting hit quite often by trolleys behind them. You know the back of your foot, it hurts a lot when it hits you, doesn't it?
Yes.
The trolley, it does, hey, Magnolia, it hurts. So, we have to enforce a trolley following distance of 2 metres.
Okay.
So, you must please write this down. You can't have a trolley behind someone else closer than 2 meters. It must be a 2 meter following distance at all times.
Okay.
And you must have these signs up in your shops. You need to employ marshals who will stand at the end of each aisle enforcing this rule.
Okay.
And if anyone is closer than 2 meters, you add 10% onto their till price.
Well, they allow it.
Yes, no. This is all legally binding. It's already been done. I'm going to send you the email to confirm everything. You can put a sign up in your shop with the South African Bureau of Shopping Center Safety badge.
Okay.
So now another thing also is people are colliding a lot in the aisles. They must keep left and keep right. You must have arrows saying keep left.
Okay.
So unless you want to overtake someone, then you can go around, but only if there's no oncoming trolley.
Okay.
In the same aisle, because people are complaining they're getting injured. And also now, if someone is going to carry a basket with them,
okay,
it's very important they must carry the basket in their left hand. They aren't allowed to use their right hand, because if it's the right hand, it's in the middle of the aisle and it often bumps children's heads.
Okay.
So you're writing it down.
A
basket must be in the left hand at all times. Your tinned goods can't be higher than 3 shelves up.
Okay.
Because then softer things must be on top in case they fall on someone's head.
All right. And then how much are we paying for the marshals?
No, what we'll do is we will subsidize you. The South African Bureau of Shopping Center Safety subsidizes it. We pay for the marshals for you, Magnolia. And also, between 5 and 7, we're not going to allow children in the shops younger than
between
5 years
time?
Old. We can't allow children in the shops between 5 o'clock and 7 when it's very busy.
So children are not allowed to be coming to shops anymore?
Between 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening, because it's very busy and it's very dangerous for children to be there with the trolleys and baskets and whatnot.
Okay, but this sounds somehow that if I have to do my shopping and I'm with my kids, then what must I do because I only knock off at 5?
I'm glad you asked that, Magnolia, because we're going to have marshals outside who run a little creche looking after the children.
So we'll have marshals every day?
Every day, Magnolia, every day.
Yo, that is nice.
East Coast Drive with Fat Joe.